Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Allen Derry, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Doc Griggs, and I'm a community medicine doctor and health literacy expert. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health literacy and communications expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know about COVID-19.
You can find more information about this show and our other daily live updates and Q&A show at noisefiltershow.com.
So let's get started.
Children's Health in Tennessee. Children in Tennessee are facing a major health crisis. On July 13th, the Tennessean reported that the Tennessee Department of Health was planning on suspending vaccine outreach programs for adolescents and children, not just for COVID-19, but for all vaccines. Health professionals are now concerned for the future of all vaccine outreach programs, as vaccines have protected children in Tennessee against measles, HPV, and the flu. And outreach programs play an important role in getting children vaccinated. Vaccine outreach programs tend to include inviting medical professionals to schools to distribute vaccines with parental consent, sending families reminders about booster shots or second doses of COVID vaccines, or even hosting routine vaccination programs like flu shots at schools. The suspension of these programs now poses serious health risks for children and their families. Dr. Ian Shapiro, a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics, discussed the risk of halting vaccinations with Healthline, stating, "This state's approach to halting vaccination outreach, not just for COVID-19 vaccines, could also hinder the capacity to vaccinate adults and protect children from other infectious diseases, and that we could start seeing outbreaks of whooping cough, measles, polio, and other diseases that could have been kept at bay in the states because of the protection provided through vaccination. For children with underlying health conditions, vaccines assist in boosting immune responses and help protect them from serious illnesses such as the flu, pneumonia, or COVID-19. Furthermore, many children in Tennessee rely on these programs through their schools because their parents can't afford to visit a doctor, and many of these families are grappling with severe health disparities as Tennessee has continuously rejected Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. Children in Tennessee already face a range of health disparities, which will likely be exacerbated by the suspension of vaccine outreach programs. In 2018, 83,000 children in Tennessee did not have health insurance, while in 2020, Tennessee's Department of Education reported that over 200,000 were diagnosed with a chronic disease or disability, with asthma and diabetes the most common conditions. These higher-risk children are more vulnerable to COVID-19 and other illnesses, and vaccines are necessary to ensure their safety. Children and adolescents benefit hugely from this kind of care provided, particularly those who have underlying conditions or those who have little to no access to healthcare due to low income. Protecting the health and well-being of children is the primary aim of healthcare professionals and vaccine outreach programs, and it is essential that these programs continue in order to ensure this. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases releases plan to make preemptive vaccines. Now, when COVID-19 began to spread amongst humans, scientists had already been researching coronaviruses for years. This meant that when the virus's genetic sequences were made available, scientists were able to develop highly effective vaccines faster than ever. There is a chance that we will not be so lucky with the next pandemic because it may come from an unfamiliar family of viruses, and we won't be as prepared to combat it. So according to the New York Times, the National Institutes for Allergy and Infectious Diseases is promoting a plan to make a prototype vaccines for 20 families of viruses that could spill over from animals to humans. Scientists would study the molecular structure of the viruses in order to determine what antibodies in the immune system would need to produce. This method is called structure-based design and allows vaccines to more accurately target the pathogen. That way, scientists could quickly manufacture vaccines and preemptively immunize people when surveillance networks detected virus spillover from animals. And if the virus broke out, it could be managed more efficiently. The program could also establish deals with pharmaceutical companies so that they'd be able to manufacture more quickly when the need arose. The project, though promising, would cost billions. The National Institutes for Allergy and Infectious Diseases will cover much of this itself, but the organization is seeking a budget allocation from the United States Congress. And folks, if you're interested in more information about vaccines, please visit the noisefiltershow.com website and go to the section that says watch. Doc Griggs and I created two really great animations that deal with vaccines. And the second animation, which deals with the advent of viral variants. So please go and check those out. Noisefiltershow.com. Go to watch. You'll see our cartoons. You'll enjoy them. They'll make you laugh. And I think we do a nice job educating y'all. Tanzania's new administration attempts to correct past vaccine resistance. In early February of this year, Tanzania's health minister held a press conference in which she drank ginger, garlic, and lemon to encourage the public to use natural remedies to combat COVID-19. As an aside, ginger, garlic, and lemon have nothing to do with being able to combat COVID. Back to the story. This was part of then-President John Magufuli's plan to deny any shipments of COVID vaccines, stating that if it's possible to develop a COVID vaccine so quickly, then there should already have been a vaccine for HIV. And let me be very clear, the reason why we've not been able to create a vaccine for HIV is that the virus mutates very, very rapidly, making very difficult for us to create a target for a vaccine, whereas the so-called spike protein off of the COVID-19 virus, that's that spike protein, that's that the ball that you see sitting on the end of a stick with every image that you've seen of COVID, that spike protein, very easy to make a vaccine out of. And this is why we were able to do so quickly. Back to the story. According to NPR, this stance is out of character for Tanzania, which has 99% coverage of child immunization and is ranked in the top 10 countries for vaccinations in 2014. Sociologists aren't quite sure why the nation pivoted so sharply. However, according to The Lancet, it may have been a symptom of general COVID denialism. The government declared Tanzania COVID-free before the vaccines were even available to them. Now, however, President Magufuli has died and a new administration has taken a different stance on the vaccine. In late July, the new president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, officially launching the nation's vaccination effort. The country now aims to vaccinate 60% of its population, and many public health officials worry the previous president's skepticism will make that effort more difficult. In July of last year, Tanzania passed regulations preventing the posting of information about COVID outbreaks without government approval. And because of a lack of access to accurate information, disinformation spread, and some Tanzanians believe the virus is just Western propaganda. Although the effort may be harder, most public health officials in the country who expressed skepticism before have begun to encourage more precautions and advocates for vaccinations. Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at NoiseFilter on Instagram, NoiseFilterNola on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to NoiseFilterShow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving. And remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.